Yoga is the science to be in the here and now. Osho.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I am your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and you are listening to the podcast that's all about essential oils, health, wellness, non-toxic living, all the good stuff. I'm so glad that you're here. This episode is an interview I did with Tracy Griffiths, who is the inventor of aroma yoga. So this episode, we get to dive into how to incorporate essential oils to bring your yoga practice to the next level. If you have never practiced yoga before, I promise you, you will want to after this episode. Tracy's just so full of wisdom, love, compassion. I love this woman, kindred spirits for sure. So, new to yoga, been practicing yoga forever. This is an episode that you are going to enjoy. Also, stick around and check out the last 5 minutes of this episode. If you are in a quiet space or ready to do some yoga, then the last 5 minutes is a little bonus track that Tracy made for us, a little guided routine using essential oils for yoga. And the theme for that routine is fire. So if you are ready to get fired up, get some energy, then get to a quiet space and check out the last 5 minute bonus track of this episode. I can't wait for you to meet Tracy, but first let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. In the interview that you're about to hear, Tracy talks a little bit about non-toxic toothpaste, and she says, I bet you have a DIY recipe for that. So this is my DIY recipe for making toothpaste. Now, I never measure anything. My husband hates me for it. But to make my DIY toothpaste, you just take about 5 parts calcium magnesium powder, 2 parts baking soda, 3 parts xylitol powder, and 3 to 5 parts coconut oil. Mix those together and then add a few drops of essential oils. Now, my favorite essential oils to use for oral hygiene is the thieves oil, bar none. But if you want to add a little bit of zest in there, orange oil makes it super tasty. If you would like to submit your own recipe to the DIY dugout, you can email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, welcome, revolutionaries. I'm here with Tracy Griffiths from Life Energy Institute. And today we're talking about essential oils and yoga. Yes, I'm so excited. How are you doing today, Tracy? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be part of your vision and what you're doing with this information and bringing it to so many people. So thank you for asking me to join you today.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just ecstatic to share this episode with everyone. I've been sort of storing up for it. I can't wait. So for those that aren't familiar with Tracy already, let me just tell you a little bit about her. She is a woman of so many talents. Tracy mentors people all over the world to have healthier and more dynamically fulfilling lives via polarity and cranial sacral therapy, yoga, trauma release exercise, and essential oils. Her mission is to help others become empowered to having true wellness naturally. In 2008, she created Aroma Yoga, which we'll be talking about in depth today, which is a multifaceted resource designed for yoga students, yoga teachers, healthcare professionals, and anyone who wishes to share essential oils with integrity and safety in mind. Wow, Tracy, you have done so much in your lifetime. I know that you didn't just wake up one day having accomplished all these amazing things. So do you want to just walk us through a little bit of your journey, how it unfolded, and how Aroma Yoga came about?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I've been in the healing arts for a very long time, more than half my life. I started as a massage therapist in 1988, long time. And I've always loved helping people and, you know, helping people become empowered for their own wellness. And in 99, I found Young Living Essential Oils through the raindrop technique, which I absolutely love. And I've been teaching the raindrop technique, and it was just a perfect fit for what I do with polarity therapy and cranial sacral therapy. There's this saying, and I hope your listeners don't mind this story I'm going to share, but there's this saying that what you do on New Year's Day colors your year. It's something that you want to have an intention around, and what you do on that day can come to manifestation and fruition. And so in 2008, I went to my favorite New Year's Day yoga class where we set our intentions, and it's a deep practice and a lot of fun. And the teacher, who's a friend of mine, asked if I would share an essential oil during Shavasana, the final resting pose of the class. And I said, absolutely, I'd love to. So as people were getting ready to go in Shavasana, I gave them a drop of Young Living's frankincense and had them put a drop in their palm, rub their palms together, and just bring their palms to their nose and inhale deeply, and then just go into that final pose. And after the class, when people, you know, were putting their mats away and whatnot, they were amazed at how deep they went in the practice. They were like, wow, what was that oil? And I want more. And it was just this light bulb, like, wow, we have to do more of this. So my friend and I put together these aroma yoga classes. And that same year, and it was something that, you know, we'd have a workshop every couple of months, and we'd have a specific theme to the workshop, and it just evolved. And it was something that, you know, I just loved doing. And I never thought it would, you know, evolve into what aroma yoga is now. And then there's another part of the story. That same year, 2008, was in March. I was asked to be part of this event called Super Love V-Day, which was the 10th anniversary of Eve Ensler's vagina monologues. It's kind of a weird, you know, like, what does this have to do with anything? Well, that event was to honor the women who survived the Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans. So at the event, the 10th anniversary of the Vagina Monologues event, we had a wellness suite. And that is where there was massage therapy and aromatherapy and a wellness juice bar and a beauty bar, all these amenities for the women who survived Katrina to be taken care of. And so I was asked to be part of this event, to bring Young Living essential oils and to round up as many Young Living distributors as I could. And I ended up getting about 12 of us from all over the world, actually. I had someone come from Japan who wanted to be part of this. And so it was just so beautiful. And so we would put oils on them. And one of the things, we didn't want them to wait in line for anything just because of everything that they had gone through. I mean, I know the hurricane happened in 2005, but we didn't want people to be waiting for services. We wanted them to be like just embraced and taken care of as best we can. And so one of the components was yoga. And it was the beginnings of the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, which is an organization that Rodney Yee and the philanthropist / clothing designer Donna Karan were just putting this together. And so there were these yoga classes going on, but no one wanted to do yoga. And so Rodney, the person in charge of the yoga, grabbed me and he said, come on, bring your oils to this yoga class and put oils on everyone while we're doing yoga. And I was like, what? You know? So I did. And it was a little challenging, but it was just such a palpable difference in how the women were taking in the yoga and being more willing to practice. And so I thought, wow, this is really powerful to see this again, you know, in this, using the oils and yoga. So that was how I got together with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program people. And that's a whole other organization that I've created essential oil module for. And we teach these modalities of yoga, Reiki, of course, essential oils, and contemplative end-of-life care, meditation. It's just this conglomeration of these modalities to help people feel better when they're in a hospital. So I'm so fortunate to be able to teach essential oil use to doctors and nurses and nursing students all over the country. So it's this whole thing. So aroma yoga is something that evolved from these, I think, from these two events, you know, the New Year's Day and then the Super Love V-Day event. The first event, someone asked, would you write a book? Where's your book? And I was like, well, okay, I need to write a book. So I wrote the aroma yoga book. And then the next year at convention, someone said, do you have a DVD? I'd love to be able to do these exercises at home and practice at home. So I created the DVD. And then the next year, someone came up and said, well, I'd like to learn how to teach this. And I said, well, I think I need to put together a teacher training. So what I love about aroma yoga is that it's been an evolution of what people have wanted. And so it's been a creative process for not only myself, but the people who I'm engaged with through this journey have been fueling my fire to stay creative with this whole offering. So I feel so blessed and honored that I get to teach aroma yoga. And now I'm teaching other people how to teach aroma yoga really all over the world. And it's really special.
That's so special. I love that. Another kind of takeaway that I picked up from when you were talking about the women at Katrina, and they're like, no, I don't really want to do yoga, but these oils are fun. And that was sort of their, like, a bridge into teaching them about yoga. And I just think that's so beautiful. And something that I love about essential oils is it really is sort of that gateway for a lot of people into so many different things. Some people talk about, you know, when they first started using essential oils, they really, you know, didn't think about their nutrition or what they drank or ate or what they cleaned with. And just that learning about these essential oils and how more natural lifestyles become so easy with them, it's really just such a beautiful gateway into all these different modalities. Do you find that with your aroma yoga classes, do you have people coming in that maybe just come in for the essential oils, have never done yoga before?
Yeah, it happens a lot. So I teach aroma yoga all over the country, and I'm a guest teacher at different yoga studios, and then my local yoga studios here in SoCal. And I will have a lot of people who've never taken a yoga class before come into an aroma yoga class because of, you know, the aspect of the essential oils. They love essential oils, or they know a little bit about them, and that's what draws them in. So it's a great way of a yoga studio to expand on their community and have more students come through their doors. And what's so great about aroma yoga, what makes it different is that the movements that we practice in aroma yoga, yes, we do your, you know, your standard asana practice. And I've woven in polarity therapy exercises. And so polarity therapy is something that I've been practicing for over 21 years. It's a way of working with people energetically. It's a hands-on technique that works with the five elements that have to do with Ayurvedic medicine. It's also a combination of different things from Chinese medicine and even astrology and communication skills. It's this holistic way of working with people. And so the founder of polarity therapy created something called polarity yoga, which is modified yoga. And so these moves that we practice in aroma yoga really help us tap into our energetic bodies through the elements. So it's just this weaving of movement, breath awareness, the oils, and consciousness. So you can say, let's say you're feeling scattered and all over the place and you really need grounding. So that's the earth element. And so we teach these specific polarity exercises that help cultivate and balance the earth element. And so that's what the training's about. It's like learning the elements, learning what moves and what oils we can combine to help cultivate and balance the different elements. And so it's just layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of consciousness, movement, oils, sometimes even foods. So I like what you're saying. Yes, when you're connected to the oils, it seems like we have more of an opening to other possibilities. And so I want to just go back to that earth element. So the earth element, we connect to the first chakra, which is our base chakra that has to do with survival and trust and feeling safe in the world and being steady. And a lot of times people don't have that. And the first chakra also is associated with our sense of smell. So the sense of smell correlates with survival. And when you think about the sense of smell in the wild, that's how animals protect themselves. That's, they know that there's something to run away from because they can smell their predators or they can smell their prey. And so I think there's just this natural intuitive situation when we take in an essential oil, we automatically become calmer. We start breathing more deeply. We have a stronger sense of who we are. And that's why it goes so beautifully with yoga. You know, why do people practice yoga? You know, why do people go to a yoga class. Well, they want to feel better. They want to calm down. They want to strengthen their mind, their body, their spirit. And when you add the essential oils to that experience, that just brings the yoga more deeply into their system. So it's just a perfect fit. And I know I'm not the first person that put oils and yoga together. I think for thousands of years, we've been practicing yoga, and for thousands of years, they've been using essential oils. And so I'm sure that they put it together, you know, many, many, many years ago. And now with the upsurge of yoga in our culture and essential oils in our culture, it's just this perfect fit.
It really is. It's like this marriage that couldn't be more perfect. Well, Tracy, I would love if you could maybe paint us like a picture of what it looks like to take an aroma yoga class. Like when you walk into the studio, what does that look like?
Oh, sure. First of all, when people come in and they know they're going to take an aroma yoga class, and there's a differentiation there that I want to just mention. Not everybody loves every single oil. And so if you're a yoga teacher and you want to use essential oils in your yoga class, you need to ask if it's okay. You know, you want to ask your students, hey, I have grapefruit today. Is everyone okay with grapefruit? And so getting that permission is very important. And so if one person says, no, I don't like essential oils, I wouldn't use any oils in that class, because they didn't come for an aroma yoga class. They're just coming for their regular yoga class. So I just wanted to start with that.
Oh, sure. That's important. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to turn off your students to, you know, something they didn't sign up for. But when it's an aroma yoga class, they know it's that we're going to be using essential oils. And so I first start with, you know, finding out if anyone has any health challenges, if they're allergic to anything, if there's an oil that they don't like, if they're pregnant or have high blood pressure or low blood pressure, if they're on blood thinning medications, if they have epilepsy. And that can be not precarious, but there you want to find your way with how to get that information from people, because it's private, right? So I find out in the way I do, you know, I ask them privately before we even get to, you know, starting the class. And so once we're all there, I like to start my classes in a circle, which may sound kind of corny, but one of the aspects of aroma yoga is building community. And you know, sometimes I don't know if this has ever happened to you. You go to a yoga class and you don't even look at anyone. You don't talk to anyone. You're just like, you're in and you're out. And
yeah.
It could feel kind of isolating. And it's like, that's not going to happen in an aroma yoga class. My intention with this work is creating and building community. So we start in a circle. They put their mats out wherever in the space. And then we come together and I'll start with an introduction of, you know, safety. You know, why we're using essential oils, what essential oils are, how we're going to be using the oils. And so, you know, how they're used in an aroma yoga class. I usually have those cotton pads, those little circular, like cosmetic pads. So they'll get a bunch of those. And for every oil that we're going to use in the class, I'll also have them have the opportunity to put it on a cotton pad so that they can use that, say, during child's pose. They can have it right in front of their nose while they're in child's pose, or when they're laying on their back, either in Shavasana or legs up the wall, they can put that cotton pad right on their nose. And so it's just a continual exposure to these different scents. And then they can have something to take home with them, right? So they'll have an anchor of that class through the oil on their cotton pad. And then they'll get a drop on their palm, and I show them how we're going to be using them in class. And I like to start with them actually introducing themselves and, you know, what their intention is for coming to the class. So it's kind of like a workshop style, a way of delivery where people can express themselves in the circle and be witnessed. And it doesn't take a long time, but it's definitely makes the space a little different. Juicier, you know, when people get to share and talk about what's up for them in the moment. So I'll ask the question, you know, your name and why you came to the class, and if there's something special that you'd like to receive from this class. And it's not long, but just something for us to all be holding space for each other. And then I'll have them go back to their mat and we'll start the practice. And we usually start with a little warm up. But even before that, let me back up. We start with a little guided meditation in that circle. So I teach them how to ground and run their energy and just have more awareness to what's true now in their body before we even start. And I usually start with frankincense, which is to me like the the oil, if you know,
the Mac Daddy. Yeah.
Someone said, you know, you only get one and you're on a, you know, you're stranded on a desert island. What oil are you taking with you? And it's for me, it's frankincense. So
same here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and frankincense has this grounding effect, you know, it helps us deepen into our bodies more. And it also helps us, I think, connect to our higher self or spirit or whatever you want to call that. So to me, it's like this heaven and earth oil. So that's what I love about frankincense. So then we'll go back to our mats and we'll do a little warm up. And then I'll take them through a journey through the chakras. And I like to start with earth, but you know, not every class is ever the same, but I'll teach them a couple of earth exercises through the polarity yoga. We'll do some flow. We'll do some asana practice, maybe breath awareness. And then we'll go through each chakra. And for every element, every chakra, I have a polarity exercise. And sometimes we do other exercises. It's kind of long to go into, but we do something called quantum leveraging and future pacing, which is really cool. I'll have them do partner exercises and sometimes some hands-on, almost kind of body work-ish work with each other. That's very, it's non-intimidating. It's very non-confrontive, but it's powerful.
It sounds playful almost.
Very playful. Yeah. I was a kindergarten gymnastics coach. So
nice.
That's my teaching style. I believe that we're all really just children that need to be honored. And I come from that very playful and inclusive kind of style of teaching. And so I know that comes through in how I present this. So people feel, you know, it kind of, it inspires curiosity, playfulness. And I think it brings us all on the same playing field. You know, there's no one better than anyone else. That's why we start in a circle too, because it just keeps this kind of like, hey, though I'm teaching, we're all the same. And I'm going to learn from you today. You're going to learn from me. We're all going to learn from each other. And everyone here is valuable. And we all have something to be, you know, validate from each other. So yeah, there's a lot to it. And that comes probably from my teaching polarity classes and whatnot, but it comes through in the class. And so after we go through these different, you know, elements and the asanas and whatnot through the chakras, we usually end in Shavasana. I love doing legs up the wall. And then we'll come back to the circle so people can share what they notice, what's different, and what comes out of people's mouths is just mind blowing. So the transformation that I see happen, that's why I keep doing this. You know, it's so simple in my mind, but the complexity and the profundity of it is just a wow. So
yeah. Do you have like a story you want to share of some of the things your students have said?
This is the one that sticks with me most. And this was before I actually created the DVD and the teacher training. But so I've been teaching aroma yoga classes all over the place. And I was up in Sacramento teaching. And then it was an evening class, a Friday night class. And then the next Saturday morning was actually a Young Living event where some of the students from my aroma yoga class were going to the event. And I happened to be there. And so this particular class, it was supposed to be just a lecture about aroma yoga. And I was like going, I can't just do a lecture. We need to feel it. We need to have an experience. And so no one had any mats. You know, I just spontaneously like, we're doing aroma yoga, you guys. And so I had them do a couple of partner exercises and just went through like an exercise for each chakra. And after class, people said things like, you know, I didn't want to come to class today. I was super stressed out. I had the worst week and I came to this class and I feel like $1 million. But the next morning is when I got to see some of these people, and they said, two of them in particular, one of them said, I haven't slept that good in ages.
Wow.
And I feel so happy. And like, I don't like my problems. I know I still have these problems, but I don't care about them anymore. Oh, that's cool. So they got neutral around what was going on in their lives. And that's something around, you know, the polarity work that we aim for is like neutrality. And then this other gentleman, I'll never forget, his name's Charlie. And he said, Tracy, those partner exercises were so good for me because I'm shy and I don't have a girlfriend. I don't really have a partner, but I felt like I had this opportunity for intimacy without being like sexual or weird. But I feel like I have more confidence about just being who I am and being related to other people. And he said, you need to get how powerful this is because it's such a blessing for people like me. And I was like, wow. And he said, we need a DVD. You know, a book is great, but I need to see this again so I can practice these exercises. And I said, you got it. And that's what inspired the DVD, actually. So that's what planted the seed for me to keep going with aroma yoga and keep evolving it. And so now when we start and end in a circle, that's where I can really see that feedback of what happens to people in their transformational process. And it's so fulfilling to me and satisfying. And it's like, this is why I'm here to help people, but I'm here to help people help themselves.
It's such a huge difference helping someone versus empowering them to help themselves. It's something we really try to hold to in this podcast, is giving people those tools so they can be in charge of their own health and be their own health advocates, connecting them with those resources. I imagine the aroma yoga book and the DVD is just kind of one of those tools that helps people take this concept back to their own home instead of feeling like they have to go to a class every time, even though the classes sound amazing. I think it's great that you also have that tool to help people bring it home. I would love also if you could talk about the training course for those that want to help spread this wonderful class technique to the world. What is the certification process like? I assume that it's mostly for yoga teachers, or maybe not. You can address that. What's that course like?
Yes, thank you. Well, it's really fun. It's a global community that we connect on this platform called Adobe Connect. And we can actually see and hear everyone live. So if you're in Singapore or you're in Australia or you're in Japan or you're in the United States or Canada or wherever you are in the world and you have good internet connection and a mic and a camera, we can all see each other. And so we hold class there and we connect twice a week for about 6 or 7 weeks. And then there's a month break where you go and teach your aroma yoga class, you record your class, and then you come back for mentoring and feedback around your how you taught. So the whole course is like I said, it's about 2.5 months. And if you miss a class, you can watch the recording and pick up where you left off. You have an accountability partner. We have a private Facebook page. So there's a lot of contact, which is super important. So it's not just this online class where you're up to your own devices. And, you know, a lot of people don't follow through when you just sign up for an online course. So this is something where we want you to keep up with all the homework and whatnot and finish. Completion is super important. And one of the things that we emphasize, or a couple of things that we emphasize in the training, is first of all, safety, integrity, and FDA compliance. So I'm really big on all of those things. And so we hammer those into the ground, along with, you know, learning about the chakras and the elements and each polarity exercise that goes with the oil and the element and whatnot. So it's a great training. It does help if you are a yoga teacher. It's not required if you have been teaching something in your life, if you have that acumen to want to, you know, communicate and deliver. If, you know, a lot of times people take the training just because they want to know more about the oils and polarity exercises. But once you are done with the aroma yoga teacher training, you're certified, you can use the aroma yoga branding, you're certified with my registered trademark, and you know, we cultivate this ongoing relationship with all of our aroma yoga teachers all over the world. It's really fun.
Oh, that's amazing. I had no idea that it was so one-on-one mentorship. I thought it was just kind of one of those online courses that you sign up for and you take at your own time. That is just such a valuable thing that you provide, creating that community and that mentorship. I have two questions for you. One is, do you cover, you know, for Young Living distributors that want to use aroma yoga to grow their business, do you cover
Absolutely.
Anything about the business side? And then also, is it just for people using Young Living oils, or can anyone using any essential oils take your course?
I love those questions. Okay, so yes, we do cover the business aspect. A lot of yoga teachers are looking to grow their Young Living business. And so we talk about how to seamlessly weave that into your class. And it is something to be It's like a dance. You know, you don't want to be pushy or salesy. So I teach you how to offer the oil. So there, it's like an irresistible offer. So people can go home with their kit. They can get started right away and they feel really good about, you know, what they've just signed up for, you know, not only for the class, but their oils. So I've signed up a lot of people.
Feels authentic.
Yeah, it's totally authentic. And it's just, you know, we're sharing from our heart. And that's what how aroma yoga rolls anyway, you know, it's very authentic. So we do, I do support my aroma yoga teachers to grow their Young Living business. They don't have to be in my Young Living organization to be in the aroma yoga teacher training. It's, you know, we're one big family. So I really love seeing people be successful. I have this idea, no broke yogi.
I love it.
You know, a lot of yoga teachers struggle financially and they shouldn't, you know, they should be thriving that what they're offering in the world. Teaching yoga is a deep thing. And so having Young Living be part of their business and as a stream of income, I think that's brilliant, you know, be paid for what you're passionate about. So I definitely weave that into the training. And then the other question is, you know, I get that all the time. I had someone ask me, you know, hey, I use this other brand of essential oils. I know they're really pure. I know they're really good. I want to be part of your yoga teacher training. Do I have to use Young Living essential oils? And I say, yes. You know, that's part of the brand. You know, I am so confident about the purity and the integrity of Young Living oils. And I know what the, you know, I don't know everything, but I can guarantee that people will have a positive experience with the oils in this class. And so, yeah, we're only using Young Living in aroma yoga. That just goes hand in hand. And that's just what it is, you know? So if you're using other oils and you want to be part of the aroma yoga teacher training, one of our agreements, you know, once you graduate and you want to use the brand aroma yoga, we have an agreement that you sign that says, I'm only using Young Living in my aroma yoga classes.
Yeah.
That's just black and white. And so,
well, that's so important because I know one thing you cover a lot in your training is safety. Mm-hmm. And I think that people don't realize quite how important of a safety issue it is to use a good quality brand. And for you to be putting this out there, you know, you can vouch for Young Living. Yep. You can't vouch for the other brands. And so even if someone else is comfortable using another brand, this is still you, you know, this is still Tracy spreading this class. So I think it's a very important safety issue. And I'm actually really glad that you stick to your guns with that.
Yeah. Well, it's integrity, you know, and that's just across the board. You know, the definition of integrity is to be whole and complete. And so that to me is what Young Living stands for, like the holistic approach to farming and distillation and even bottling and, you know, how everything is put together has so much integrity. And we want to keep that, you know, throughout this whole aroma yoga journey.
How does this marriage between essential oils and yoga work on either a physical, chemical, emotional level? Just talk a little bit about why essential oils are so powerful at what they do, marrying them with yoga like you do.
Well, to me, the most interesting part of this is our physiology and where in our body does stress lie. You know, where do we come into our sympathetic or parasympathetic nervous system? And it's the limbic system. It's the hindbrain. It's our survival mechanism. And that's where our sense of smell is also located in the olfactory, you know, through the olfactory bulb and then back into the limbic part of the brain is our sense of survival. And the sense of smell is linked to our survival. Same with animals in the world, you know, when they're in the wild and they're looking for their prey, you know, they seek them through their sense of smell. And if there's an animal in the wild who is being pursued, they can smell their predator. And so it's the same with humans. And so this part of our brain is so influenced by scent. And so when we take in an essential oil, automatically our nervous system can come into a more of a parasympathetic nervous system response, which is calming, relaxing, de-stressing. And so many, many illnesses, many, many health challenges are due to stress. I think like 75% of all illness is due to a heightened sense of stress. And so these two go together so perfectly. You know, that's why people take yoga, to calm down, to de-stress, to unwind, to take it down a couple of notches. And when we add the oils to our practice, it just gives us even more like of a wakeful presence when we're practicing, and it takes us deeper into ourselves. And so that's why it's such a perfect marriage. I love how you said that, Mary.
Well, Tracy, this has just been fantastic. And I cannot wait to spread this recording so that even more people are offering this aroma yoga class. Like, I want to walk into my yoga studio in my neighborhood and see this class be offered because it just sounds like so much fun. I'll just have to make do with the DVD until then. But the class sounds so playful and fun. So I want to see more people do that. So thank you so much for sharing this and for everything that you do. It's just such powerful work. Before you go, we'd love to leave our listeners with some real practical advice just by giving them insights to different people's health routines and habits. So do you have a health routine that you'd say you do daily that helps you just stay well?
And I do stay well. I have to say I'm super healthy, you know, super, super healthy. So having dogs helps because I have to walk every day. So every day I walk, at least a half hour walk. I get on my yoga mat every day. If it's not a full, you know, hour and a half practice, at least 20 minutes of stretching and breathing and just centering myself away from the computer and the phone and, you know, all the things that a business requires. You know, I just keep it Tracy time, if you will. I take a bath every day with Epsom salts and baking soda and essential oils. I love using Stress Away or lavender. I love Believe. That's one of my favorite oils for the bath. So I do some kind of aromatherapy, you know, bath therapy, yoga therapy, something just for myself. And that helps me, I think, keep it in perspective and find a way of being neutral around maybe my stressors in my life. So just finding a way to take the stress levels down is, I think, what keeps me so healthy. You know, I do have my moments and I do have my resources, and remembering these resources is helping me, definitely.
Love it. And pop quiz question, besides frankincense, what do you think your other favorite oil to use during your aroma yoga classes is?
Inner child. Definitely inner child. That's like not only my favorite, but it seems to be like the favorite of every yoga class. When we break out inner child, we use it for the water chakra, and we have this partner exercises that people do. It's a spine to spine exercise, and we use inner child. People go bananas over this one, and it brings out this giggly, like playful, back to playful. People just like, you can see their lights turn on when they use the inner child. And it's so fun to share that one.
That's great. I love that. All right. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Toothpaste. You know, the standard toothpaste that you find in, you know, whatever market you shop at. If you look very carefully at, you know, I don't want to say brand names, but if you look carefully at like the top five, you know, toothpaste that you see on the market, it's going to say, call poison control if you accidentally swallow this. Like, that just blows my mind. Like, why would you put something in your mouth that is a poison, you know, and then you want to have your kids brush your teeth with this stuff? Like, no way. So I say, use the thieves toothpaste. I know there's a lot of people that make their own toothpaste with baking soda and other ingredients that, you know, include the thieves oil. And I think, you know, that's just like one thing to ditch would be your toothpaste and start using something that's health promoting and healthy and effective for your teeth and your gums.
Finally, just what's the best way for people to learn more about all of your offerings and get in touch with you? And I know that you said you wanted to offer some special gifts and promotions for our listeners. Can you talk about what those are as well?
Yes, yes, yes. So you can find me through aromayogaguide.com. And I have a Facebook page, Aroma Yoga, and my personal Facebook page is Tracy A. Griffiths. So between those, and then our Instagram is aromayoga_official. So those are different ways you can find me. And my special offer, well, I have two of them actually. The one is, the big one is $100 off our next Aroma Yoga Teacher Training. We have one this summer, and I'd love for your listeners to participate if this speaks to you. So if you are interested in that, definitely email me at aromayogis@gmail.com and let me know that you are part of the podcast and you'd like more information on the teacher training. I'll be happy to give you that discount if you want to jump in. And the other is a free aroma yoga DVD with the purchase of the book. So that's a $40 value. So again, if you email aromayogis@gmail.com and say you're interested in getting the book and to throw in the free DVD, I'll be looking for you. You can order the book through my website, and I'll throw in the DVD, but I need to know that you are part of this podcast. So you have to email me so I can throw in that extra DVD for you.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for coming onto the show. You have been just a delight sharing this knowledge, this wisdom. I'm so grateful for all that you do and for sharing this message with the podcast. Thank you.
Oh man, this is like my favorite thing in the world. So thank you. I so appreciate what you're doing and just giving this opportunity for not only me, but all your listeners to come together and get more resource so we can be healthy and happy and free. And that's what yoga is all about, right?
Right, exactly. Well, I can't wait to try Tracy's guided yoga routine that she's made for us here for the little bonus track at the end of this episode. But for those that are maybe listening while they're driving, doing dishes, all that jazz, you won't be able to do the routine yet. So just remember that it's there when you're ready to get fired up. Maybe do it in the morning tomorrow. But so for those that are tuning out, I will say thanks for listening. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it. So here is Tracy's bonus track for those that wanted to get a little taste of a aroma yoga routine.
Hello, my name is Tracy Griffiths with Aroma Yoga, and I wanted to teach you an exercise to help you get your fire going. Your fire chakra is located right above your belly button, right below your rib cage, right in the middle of there. So the first thing you want to do is just locate that place inside and outside of your body and give yourself this opportunity to take a nice deep breath. And then on your exhale, give out a little ha, which is like a karate ki. So just do that again. Inhale. Ha. It's a bright, loud, sharp sound. So don't be shy. So the next thing you want to do is think about what essential oil can I use that will help me get motivated? What gets me going? I love using peppermint, but you can use energy, inspiration, live with passion, digize, any oil that is stimulating and gives you this sense of fire, if you will. So I'm going to lead you through one of my favorite exercises called the wood chopper, which will add the oil and the movement and the sound all together. So the first thing we're going to do is take our oil, unscrew the lid, put a drop or two into your left palm, doing it with you. Make sure you close that lid and gently rub your palms together, and hopefully you're standing. So go ahead and stand up if you're not right now. Stand up and feel your weight in your heels and in your toes and in your feet. And deeply inhale your essential oil. And then bring your palms down to the side and exhale. We'll do that two more times just so you can get warmed up. So inhale, bring your oiled palms towards your nose. Exhale, release your hands, let them float down by your sides, let it go. One more time, inhale and exhale. Good. So now bring your feet a little wider, hips just width distance apart. Go ahead and bend your knees and gently tilt your pelvis so it's like you're sitting on a horse. We call this a horse stance. So your knees are soft, your pelvis is slightly tilted underneath you. Your quadriceps, your thigh muscles are slightly engaged, and you're standing up nice and tall. Now bring your arms up over your head, looking at your palms as they reach directly over your head, and imagine you're grabbing an axe. This is your axe to chop your imaginary piece of wood that's right in front of you, right in between your feet. So as you inhale, you're raising up, grab that axe. And on your exhale, you're going to imagine that you're chopping a piece of wood, and you're going to bow forward gently as you exhale with your loud ha breath. So we're going to put it all together. Inhale, grab your axe, exhale, bend your knees and lean forward and chop your wood. Ha! And slowly stand up, keeping your knees bent. Let your head be the last thing that comes up. You don't ever want to get up too quickly because you could get a little dizzy, and we don't want that to happen. So go ahead. We're going to do two more wood choppers. We don't have to do very many. Inhale, grab your axe, bend your knees and lean over and ha! Come up slowly. Good. One more time. Reach up, grab your axe. And as you exhale, ha! And come up slowly. Let your head be the last thing that comes up. After every aroma yoga exercise, it's nice to close your eyes and be still for a moment, just so you can feel what's happening for you in your body. What are you noticing physically, mentally, emotionally? Just notice how you're being right now after just a few little ha breaths and the wood chopper. Go ahead and smell your oiled palms again. Bring your hands to your fire chakra. This is the energy center for getting things going, inspiration and execution of what it is that inspires you. That's the fire. That's that energy that we need for starting things. So what is it that you need to start? What is it that you need to bring your fire to? And the next time you do a wood chopper, have that in mind. I hope this helps you and gives you more fire to execute whatever it is that you are choosing to create for yourself. Thanks for joining me. Namaste.